Hi, my name is Erin Tillman. I am a dating empowerment coach, speaker, and author known as the Dating Advice Girl. For over 10 years, I've been empowering and coaching singles by helping them improve their social skills, communication skills, and get clear on their dating goals and objectives. Relationships are not one size fits all, but basic consent and respect are important parts of the dating process in order to have an exciting and meaningful connection with others. Listen, learn, and laugh with me on this journey of sex-positive self-discovery. Thanks for listening.
Just a little backstory, or a little quick backstory. So, Christiane, you used to live in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, so we met there. It's so funny because in these circles, you all kind of know of each other at the least. They meet each other at a conference or convention or something. You're like, oh my God, yay! So Christiane is in my book. Here it is, the consent guidebook. Her quote is on 65. Oh, yay! I love it. We have our dueling copies here. Christiane's consent quote is on page 65. Yay. And I will read part of that because it's so good. And like Christiane created her own anagram. Is that the word? Anagram?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her own anagram for consent.
Or is it acronym? I think it's acronym.
Acronym. That's the word.
Yeah.
Acronym. And I was like, I literally, if you remember, I messaged you and I'm like, is this yours? Because it's so good. I wasn't sure if it was someone else's that you took. She's like, no, it's mine. I'm like, oh, that's amazing. Like, so it was that good.
I know.
Yes. So of course, I don't want to say that, like, of course you're not, like, somehow brilliant and capable of these things. It was just so good. I wasn't expecting. I was so honored that you shared it in the book. Anyway. Yeah. Yes.
Jeez,
here's Christiane's bio. Okay, here we go. It was 2007 when Christiane began the first of many yoga teacher trainings that led her to work with autistic people and began practical happiness living. Since moving to Nashville, Christiane has been on the leadership committee for Sex Positive World. As an intimacy are we still there? Okay, as an intimacy architect, she educates people on consent boundaries and how having a healthy sex life makes for a healthier life. In May of 2017, Christiane spoke at a mega conference for disabilities on self-care, consent, and boundaries. Welcome, Christiane.
Thank you for having me, Erin.
Yay. Well,
go ahead. I'm actually speaking again at the Mega Disabilities Conference this year here in Nashville, elaborating even more on consent and boundaries, and Catch will be a big part of the lesson plan that I'm presenting. So I'm really excited.
That's so great. I just thank you for doing what you do. It's amazing. I love just everyone who's contributing to anything in the realm of these spaces around consent and self-care and boundaries is amazing. So thank you. You brought up your acronym.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Your acronym. Yes. So let's get into it. So this is what Christiane contributed to the book. I'm going to read part of it. It is just so good. So here we go. On page 65 of the consent guidebook, here we go. In the game of life, we all want to play. Consent can be a fun social game where everyone can score. You wouldn't just toss a ball at someone. You would ask if they want to play catch. So yes, let's use catch, C-A-T-C-H, as a way to check in and get consent. C is for chat or compliment. Do they want to have a conversation or receive a compliment? A, in the word catch, is associate. Do they want to be acquaintances or associate? Do they want to be acquaintances or more affiliated with you? T, in the word catch, is touch. How, where, when, what are they asking to touch or be touched? C in catch, the second C, is for coitus. Are they interested in having sex, and what does that look like? And H in catch is for hello, head nod, handshake, or hug. How are we greeting each other? Some people might not be okay with the standard social cue of extending out a hand as a greeting. So start with a hello and find out what people are okay with. That's amazing. Really, thank you for creating that. I think that's so genius, and I think with all of these conversations, I actually want to ask you a follow-up question here. With all of these conversations, with people who might be having a little trouble understanding consent, mm-hmm. it's really great to illustrate. I love that you did a ball tossing and catching, that you wouldn't just throw a ball at somebody. I think so brilliant. Right? Thank you for sharing that. And can you share a little bit of maybe like how you came up with that?
Yeah. Mainly working with people with autism, physical touch is very, I mean, obviously depending on where you are at the spectrum, but most of my experiences were with people who had a really challenging time with physical touch, and even just extending your hand out kind of felt threatening and would cause them to shut down. And so I realized that, consent, it really starts at like the ground level of very basic interaction. Of course, yes, like when you get into sexuality, it's even more important. But if we really start to teach people at our very initial greeting to check in and just say, like, do you want to shake my hand? Do you want to hug? Yeah. As opposed to like putting people in this awkward position where I'm like, I'm almost like forcing touch on you, or then you have to now like, oh, I don't want to shake your hand, I also came across a lot of people in my work that, had like OCD and a lot of it where they just really did not want to touch or be touched. It felt much more comfortable just being like, I acknowledge you and I see you and I know that you see me and hello, but we don't need to do that. And I certainly came from a family where it was like you were forced to hug people that you did not want to hug. So it was really important to me to kind of like take that power back, and working a lot with children to really let them know, like, no, you have the right to decide. Do you want to touch someone or do you want to be touched? And you can say no. So catch really came. I wanted it to be accessible to people on the spectrum, especially accessible to children. Really start at this ground level, because I feel like that is, in my own personal experience, I had a really crappy junior high experience where like I was told like, oh, boys will be boys, and like I just needed to like toughen up.
I think we all heard that. I think we all learned that.
And so I was like, wow, if we can really teach these like 4 and 5 and 6 year old boys and girls too, that like we need to check in with people before we touch them. We need to like find out if that's okay, and to make it fun. Because I thought about it, like playing, did a lot of work with kids. It's like, yeah, I don't just like throw anything at these kids. I'm like, oh, do you want to play with me? Here's what we're going to play. This is how it works.
Right.
So yeah, in our everyday lives, like we just, at least I was taught, the opposite of that, of just like go in and go for it. And it was just like, no, maybe actually let's pause and find out if people want to play with us. And what do you want to play with us?
I love all of this. And I think when you break it down into kids and kids, when you talk about interacting with kids, it's a very basic level. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really great. A great illustration of kids get it. Like, mm-hmm. why can't adults get it? Like, you really boil it down to that level. And it's like, it's really great. The other thing, you said so many amazing things just now. I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah.
There's not going to be enough time, but I love that. Thank you for sharing that. By the way, it's just amazing that you work with, the communities that you work with, mentally disabled people and autistic spectrum levels. I mean, it's just amazing work. My mom taught special ed for years and years, and I just so always have a place in my heart for that. So thank you for that work. Absolutely. So what about this book? I mean, I kind of know the answer, but give me anything else you want to give. What about this book, when you found out I was writing this book, why did you want to contribute specifically to this book? Because we didn't really know each other. So I'm saying in another interview, it really meant a lot to me that people put faith that I was going to try to put something together that was meaningful, that you guys had a lot of faith in me, and I really appreciate that. So why did you want to contribute?
I mean, you're definitely someone who I see as like a person who gets things done. Like, I have a lot of friends, myself included, who have like great ideas and great intentions, but somewhere from like the start to the finish line, things like go off. And I was like, no, Erin is going to do this. Like, I know she is going to like finish this. Like, there's going to be a book in my hand. Like, so I knew like going in, I was like, all right, if I contribute to this, like it's going to actually be a thing, like something that we're all going to have. And I just love that you were making it a collaboration, that it wasn't just like, this is Erin's look on. It was like, let me pull from an entire vast community of people who all have different inputs, and reading it, it's been incredible. Like, there was stuff in here I didn't think about, like cosplay. I mean, so many things. I'm like, oh yeah, Right, like that totally makes sense. Like this is another place where we need to have these conversations. So I loved the diversity of it. And that was really what inspired me when I saw that you were like opening it up to people to contribute. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be amazing because it's going to cover so many areas that everyone's going to be able to get something from this.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. Really, I mean, it can't just be my voice. It can't. Like, obviously, consent, or what we now know as consent, as this evolving thing that's happening right now, it can't just be one voice. You know, I went to see Tarana Burke speak in L.A. a few months ago, and she even was like, for those of you watching, Tarana Burke is the originator of the Me Too movement before it was like a Twitter hashtag and celebrity-driven. And she even said, she's like, It's got to be more than me. She, in her words, it's got to be more than me. It can't just be me. We need everyone. We need men involved. We need women involved. We need celebrities involved. We need everyone to drive this point home. Like, it's basically just respecting your fellow human being.
Right.
And like you said before, not just I want this thing, so I'm going to do it, whether you're into it or not. It's like, you know, a meeting of the minds. Like, I'll meet you halfway. I would like a hug. Maybe I'll go in halfway, and you meet me if you want it. But if you don't, then like, that's okay, and then not making someone wrong for not wanting to be a part of that, etc. Okay, let's move on. Do you think this is? I guess this is. It's an interesting segue into boundaries, because I think in a lot of cases that have come up, especially in pop culture with certain celebrities and things, there's been a conversation. Some people who might there's been an emphasis sometimes put on people. Why didn't she leave that situation?
Right.
Or why did that person go up to that hotel room and those kind of things? And so that for me brings up an interesting conversation around boundaries. And when I bring this up, it was really hard because I wanted to put something. I obviously did put boundaries in the book. Or for those of you who don't know, there's a chapter on boundaries, setting your own boundaries in the book. And it was, I really struggled with it a little because I was like, I don't want this to feel shamey, but I think it's really important in this conversation. Obviously things can happen even with boundaries set in place, but I think it's a really important thing because there's a lot of people who don't know what their boundaries are and aren't comfortable expressing what their boundaries are. So having said that, what are your feelings about boundaries in the conversation around consent? So self boundaries, like, do you think that that's part of the conversation, or do you think that's separate, or what are your thoughts just in general?
I believe that it is part of the conversation. I definitely think it's cohesive, because you need to know your own boundaries so you kind of have an idea of like what would you be willing to consent to and what are your hard no's. I mean, it's certainly challenging because I've definitely been in those situations where I wasn't really clear on my boundaries and I put myself in a situation where I was like, oh shit, I don't want to be here. And my fear of like, oh, if I say no now, this could get really bad. So I went along with something I didn't want to because I thought that was the safer alternative. And so I definitely encourage people to get really in tune with their boundaries. A wonderful thing that I've been working with is like cuddle parties and talk and touch events where you get to practice these boundary exercises. You get to practice saying no. I think it's so important just in our everyday life, like not even around sex, but just in everything that we're doing, to just check in with ourselves and really kind of feel like, what is that feeling when you're a hell yes? And what is that feeling when you're like, oh, I don't know. So you kind of have that meter and you have those like benchmarks so you can say like, oh, when somebody asks you something, take a moment and kind of pause and be with it and really feel it out. Feel, is this my yes or is this my oh, fuck no? So that you can get clear, and then it's easier to have those consent conversations to say like, look, here's my boundary. I'm okay with this. I'm not okay with this. What do you want to agree on now? Because I feel like boundaries is like step one, and then consent happens. Like it's like negotiation, and then you consent to something. And so, yeah, you really need to figure it out for yourself first, and they change, you know, and they change for me with different partners or at different times. And so I'm super lucky that I have like an amazing community where we are able to have those conversations. We recently had people come over and hang out and it was just like, oh, we just want to like chill. Like this isn't a sexy party. This is like, we're just going to like relax and like veg. And to be able to know that, to be able to say like, this is my boundary today. I know that we've done other stuff before, but today this is where I'm at. You know, going into it, knowing for yourself that your boundaries are real and they're absolutely valid, and yet you also have the right to change your mind. And when somebody does the same thing to you, if like, you're like, oh, but we always go to the supermarket together. It's like, well, today I don't want to. And that is my boundary now. And from that boundary, I am not consenting, or, you know, however that's showing up for you.
100%. That's so great. Everything, I mean, seriously, I love everything you're saying. It's like literally like follow-up questions I have, you're already answering, and I love it. So good job. But no, I agree with you completely. It's one of those things where I'm surprised, like when I do workshops, you know, it's interesting because usually one of the first questions I'll ask is how many people kind of know what they want. If it's like a dating workshop, how many people know what kind of relationship they want, what role they want in the relationship, and know something about their boundaries? And usually if it's a room of 50 people or so, it's like maybe two hands go up, because we're not taught to like even think about those things, you know. I'm actually back home in Ohio where I grew up right now, and it's always interesting because, you know, I haven't lived here in a long time, and when I come back, I revert back to the Midwestern idea, and I'm just, this is a big generalization, please forgive me, Midwesterners, but we do learn more things in other places regionally sometimes, in terms of, it's okay to ask for what you want, ladies, for example. It's okay to say no to somebody, don't be a people pleaser, but there's sometimes things in certain areas. Growing up here, I think it was more taboo to talk about those things, you know, or even consent wasn't really discussed as much. And so I think it's really great that, like you said, you have a community of people that you are around, and I feel the same way. You know, I have a community of people that whatever my choice is in that moment of whatever my boundaries are, I feel like I'm supported in that. It's not like a fight or a battle. And I just feel like we need to really drive that point home so that we all can feel that way.
Yeah.
We all feel supported, and you don't feel like doing whatever this is today. Okay, no problem. I still love you and think you're great.
Yeah.
And no hard feelings, you know, and I don't hate you. But I think that feeling of rejection or shame attached to either asking for what we want or hearing no, or like feeling bad because we're not saying yes to somebody. There's all the shame wrapped up in all of those things. And I know that's so much I just said. I realize. But yeah, it's so much. Thank you guys for your comments and watching, by the way. And thank you for...
Hi, Heather.
Apparently my grandma's watching too. So hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Okay. So you kind of, obviously, you're... oh my God, why do I keep forgetting this name? Acronym? No.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Yeah. Acronym, CATCH, is a fun way to address consent and really get people to understand it. Do you have any more like fun ideas for bringing up consent to people, say maybe in an intimate way? Or that's been the thing that I've heard a lot from people is, you know, but like talking about consent is not sexy. Like, how do we do this? Like, it ruins the mood and all these things. Do you have any other fun ways maybe that it could be brought up?
I mean, when people say that to me, I'm like, no, that's totally BS. Like, you can make consent sexy. It's part of the foreplay. It's part of the fun of like the curiosity and the asking questions and the like creating the mood. So I think it's definitely, you know, playing around with like how you're framing it. If you really look at it that way as like, oh, I would love to know like what you're interested in. Let me, you know, are you interested in hearing like my fantasies? Here's like what I have in mind. And you know, what would you like to do? Like, would you like to do A, B, and C? Like, and tell me more about what you like. And, you know, and you can make these like really fun, sensual, playful conversations that create the foreplay and create the mood. And I think it's like a great thing to do to kind of create what I call like the simmer. Like sometimes we just like meet someone and we have that like spark of attraction, and then you're like, oh, let's just like get to it. And it's like, let that simmer, because it's only going to get better if you just like let it simmer and start to discover and have that intimate curiosity of just like, I want to know you. I want to discover. Like, tell me more. When you're actually in the intimate moment, I think the best way, you know, is to always sandwich things. Like, I like to, you know, tell my lover, like, I'm loving that you're doing this and that feels really great. Are you open to trying this? Are you open to doing this? I would love to, you know, like do this to you or have this done to me. And then, you know, again, just remind them again, like, and I'm really enjoying that we're able to be here and that we can even have this moment, this like conversation in the midst of our intimacy and how great that is. Like my sex life has so much better than when I was in my 20s and I didn't say anything to anyone and I just like went along with it. It was like terrible. And now that I'm going to have these conversations, like, I have like some of the best orgasms of my life because I'm willing to say, this is what I would really love. And are you open to it? And just to, you know, not take it personally. If somebody says no, if someone's like, I'm really not into that, you're like, thank you so much for telling me. Thank you for letting me know. You know, just celebrate that. Celebrate people's no's. It makes them more comfortable to say no in the future. And I believe every no gets you closer to your yes, and that's what you want. You want someone who's like, yes, let's play this game. That sounds fucking
enthusiasm.
Awesome. Yes.
The enthusiastic consent, which is chapter 4 in the consent guidebook. That's the new normal. Enthusiastic consent. If someone is not excited and enthusiastic, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And not even from like a legal perspective, mm-hmm. if you want to go that way, but even just from a fun enjoyment perspective, mm-hmm. we should all be striving for enthusiastic connections with each other, where we're excited to be around each other and do things with each other. Right? Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, CM, we're swiftly running out of time.
Okay.
Please tell everybody where they can find you and learn more about you. Social media, website, all the things.
So it's Practical Happiness Living is my my website. So you can find me there. A lot of this, you know, also comes from my yoga background of just really getting clear on what you want. In yoga, we do this thing called bhavana, where you journal out and you write as if it happened. So you really like kind of get clear on like what it is you want, and you write from that feeling place of as if it happened. So I really encourage people to do that, to just like play around with that and like, you know, really write from that like, oh yeah, it felt so good when my boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, we had whatever was going on. And then here on Facebook, you can find me, it's Christiane Bella. And there's also a Practical Happiness Facebook page. And then Sex Positive Nashville is here in Nashville, Sex Positive World. They have chapters all over the world. Every city, every major city definitely has a Sex Positive chapter. So you can find them on Meetup as well as on Facebook. They are a wonderful resource for sex education and lots of fun events that they do. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, well, listen, so the book tour is coming. I'm still planning it out. It will be coming to Nashville when it comes. You got to be on stage with me.
Yes.
With the book, sharing all of this as well with the audience. Thank you so much for taking the time. Yay, Christine.
Thank you so much, Karen.